When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Morning, Larry. I know you'd probably rather be doing other things, but we're glad you're here.
I mean, that's something at least. But I don't really think Katie was going to let me off the hook on this. She was kind of serious about being available today for this whole thing.
Yeah, it was. Ask me why, Larry. Ask me why.
Well, it gets harder to get people on the phone these
days. But you're here now.
Yeah.
And we're ready to do this.
Yeah. So nervously.
Let's get into it. What do we need to know about Julian?
I mean, other than she's really wounded my pride enough to send an email to you guys.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, that's a given. Now we know you went into this in detail in the email. And as far as dates go, this one was... Yeah. Man, I don't think we've ever heard of one quite like this before.
After, like, the last couple of years, really?
Yeah, really. Like, had you guys been out before, or was this, like, the first time?
Boy. I guess we could have already, like, sort of knew each other, right? It wasn't, like, anything formal or one big, I don't know, movie moment or glamorous. But, there was kind of a cool connection. Like, we did dinner, and it was awesome. It was a great night. I was even able to convince her to go out with me again. Great. So things, honestly, they were looking really good. Mm. And then for reasons that I still don't understand, I decided to get creative.
Yeah.
Right.
About that creativity, Larry, how exactly did you arrive at that?
Okay, well, number one, I wasn't really thinking that this would be the only, activity. You know what I mean?
Well, that at least a pretty wide range of options there. You know?
Oh, hold on. Not not like that. I mean, like, I thought we'd go to like a bar or I don't know, a movie or something after. I don't know. Like, I didn't know where
gotcha.
It was going to go.
Okay, right?
Okay. Look. All right, so we were at the restaurant, and she told me that she's into cows. She's like really into cows. Apparently, it's like this whole thing, right? Like she loves them. She thinks that they're just like the cutest things on planet Earth. She would own cows if she could. And I'm thinking, hey, you know Daryl, right? Daryl's out there. He's out in the middle of nowhere off of Bandera Road.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, and I'm like, it's way out there in the middle of nowhere. And he's got like a little herd going. Is it a herd? Is it a flock? Is it a pack of cows? Herd. I don't even know, man. The dude's got cows.
Okay.
Dude's got cows. Long story short, so I decided I was going to take advantage of that.
And take advantage of Daryl's cows.
Not like
not like that. I mean, that just sounds
okay.
Weird.
That's fair. So how does one take advantage of that? Exactly.
All right, so we hit up HEB to get some supplies. You know, think like bottle of wine, some snacks, the works. And then I took her to get it, I don't know, a meet the cows, I guess, kind of experience.
Meet the cows.
That's interesting.
Meet the cows.
Yes. And these cows, like, they're cool. They enjoy.
They're cool? What does that mean?
They enjoy human
Are they cool?
No. Dude, these cows were like totally cool. Like they were super legit. They love people.
They can keep a secret.
Especially if you have like treats.
Oh.
I mean,
I did. Because like, I mean, look, like Daryl's a friend and he's hooking me up. He gave me everything I needed to lure in the cows. I mean, that sounds kind of bad, but
yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like it was kind of a nice evening in the field.
Like, look, we'd be iffy on this plan
plan.
But with the cow fixation, I'm guessing it had to be a home run.
So I was thinking it should have been, but dude, she like wasn't into it at all.
Really?
Now, this is what I get for trying to go above and beyond. Every time I do something like this, it fails horribly and I should know better. But I mean, she wasn't talking. She wasn't flirting. She wasn't playing shy. There was, like, no real sign that she even wanted to be there at all. And then even the wine didn't help. It was crazy.
All right. So it didn't land the way you thought it would.
No, like, I don't know if it was just like a bad night or maybe, I don't know. Did I have the wrong cows? Can you have wrong cows?
They were not
kind of look alike.
They were not cool.
I mean, his neighbors had cows too. I don't know. Should I have asked to see his neighbor's cows?
Like. Not.
I don't know. Should I have like played it safe and gone to a movie or something? But now it's just like, I just kind of wish I could have a do-over.
All right, let's call her. See what we can do. We're going to talk to Julia next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Larry and Julia.
Cows.
They're dating the field.
Like, yeah, just going. And
when you said cows the first time, though, I thought it was like a cow tipping thing, and I was going to be like, that's not real. Is that what blew up this day? Like, did we finally all discover
that
cow tipping
isn't
a thing?
Getting in a pasture with livestock in general, like, I mean, it's just, but hey.
But the cows weren't cool. The cows were not cool. And the whole reason they went is because Julia told Larry, in no uncertain terms, she's a
really
big fan of cows.
Into cows.
She's obsessed with cows. And that happens. Everybody has their favorite animal.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Larry's got Daryl. Who's got cows? Who are cool?
Cattleman.
And so he thought, hey, man, like, let's just get Julia in front of these cows. It'll be a home run kind of date. Only it wasn't, because Julia wasn't into it at all
at any point ever. No.
Maybe it was the smell. Maybe she'd never been around cows.
It's like when you see them in real life. Who knows? They're drooly.
Feels like it could be an easy do-over type situation, but
yeah.
Let's get her on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Julia?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Julia, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Calling you today because you were entered to win this little date night giveaway that we have on our show here. And
I got entered by someone that wasn't me.
Yeah. You're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So someone else enters you to win this thing. And if you take it, Julia, you get to piece it all together. I mean it. Like, you pick the where, the what, the when. It's totally free, by the way, if I did not mention that already.
Okay. So, like, what do I have to do?
You have to agree to let us decide on the who you do the date with.
Right.
And I know we're verging on kind of creepy territory here, but let me assure you, you know the guy. You've even been out with him before. Do you remember a guy named Larry?
Larry? You mean Larry signed me up for this?
He did, absolutely. We think you got the feeling you weren't really feeling that last thing y'all did.
Date question?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so you've heard about it. Good. I don't know how he thinks anyone would be impressed by something like that.
Okay, so look, he botched a date.
Got it all wrong.
But he told us the only reason he even thought of it was because you were so into cows. Like, is that not true?
No, I am. Like, the cows, like, they weren't the problem. He knew that.
Did he?
Hold on. I didn't. I just, for the record, I don't know why. Like,
oh, wow.
On the phone.
Bingo.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we had him on the other line. He emailed us because he's really confused about what was happening and, like, where he went wrong.
Still is.
Okay, he knows. It's no mystery. I completely cleared it all up.
Hold on. Like, how long are you going to hold that whole shopping thing against me? That's just not right.
Can someone fill us in? Or
what shopping thing?
Yeah,
since he's obviously not going to bother, we get to the store for some snacks and it's packed. So we have to park, like, a bit far away. No problem. I don't mind walking.
Okay.
But I happen to see this woman camped under a tree, like, with her kid. And she's asking if someone can give her money to buy diapers. It was, like, the saddest thing I've seen in such a long time.
Okay.
But Larry, he didn't even care. Like, he didn't give her a second look. Just completely blew her off and sort of pulls me along to get me away from her. And, like, I want to give her some money, buy her diapers or something. And he's just like, come on, you're not going to fall for that, are you?
Just come on. It's definitely a con, right? It's definitely a con.
She's a woman, and she's outside in the heat in a parking lot with her baby.
Yikes.
And you think, like, she's just what? She's out there for fun? She obviously, like, she doesn't need to be out there. She's desperate, Larry. What's wrong with you? Like, don't you have a heart?
I don't know. Maybe I've also got a brain. Like, look, honestly, okay, there's nothing wrong with me. Nothing. And okay, I appreciate you've got this big and open and kind bleeding heart and everything. But look, that's how you get taken advantage of. All right, when you see people like that, you've got to know that it's a game. Like, is that even her kid? Is she acting?
Is it even her kid?
Like, yeah, I mean, look, maybe, I don't know, she adopted it from a corner or a friend or something. I don't know.
Well, then it would be her kid.
I mean, you can rent kids for a day somewhere, right?
My God.
Look, when you're running a hustle, you're going to do whatever you got to do to be convincing. Right? And I look, realistically, she's probably not spending any of that money on diapers. Wow.
This is babies.
That is just so gross. That's absolutely
terrible. That's exactly what I'm saying. It is 110%.
No,
gross.
You're being gross. Like, completely gross.
What's gross? Like, really, like, look, I don't like it either, okay? Like, do you think that I want to see something like that and just automatically assume that it's the worst for, like, the mom, the daughter? No, I'm not that kind of a guy.
Parents of the child.
Look, right, I can't really tell if they're being honest either, right? But look, if you stick around and you see what happens when you give them money, then you're just enabling these people to do this all day, every day, instead of being, you know, working, contributing members to society.
Helping someone is enabling them. Got it. Okay.
Look, it absolutely is. Right. Like, asking for money outside of an HEB, all right, that's not a solution. All right. That's no way out, especially if you've got a kid. Like, that's not any way to make life a little bit better or brighter for anybody. It's what people do to prey on the naivete of others, right? The kindness of others. It honestly is kind of the lowest of the low. And I've got nothing good to say about the people who do that. I mean, look, feeling this way and having this kind of opinion, not having that kind of faith in society, all right, it doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a bad guy. It just makes me a realist.
Well, thanks for being on the show today, guys. I don't know if anything that's coming will change any minds, but I am sure that people are going to want to weigh in here. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.